more women's golf with Jess Whitting, and we got it. Get it right out there. People are going to hear your voice and wonder where you're from. Tell us a little bit about Perth. Where's it located? What was it like growing up there?
So it's on the west coast, which is pretty far from the rest of Australia on the east coast. So
I'm picturing it now.
It's kind of a little isolating in the terms of, like, you've got to get on a 5-hour plane ride to get anywhere competition wise over east. So, but we get enough competition in Perth. It's a fairly big enough city, just kind of a little isolating, which is kind of nice. People don't really bother us.
They leave you alone.
Right.
When you say the word competition, are you in general, are you speaking about competitive golf in that case?
Competitive golf.
Right.
Yeah. Most of the big stuff's over east. Most of our state teams really try and work towards going over to the east coast for stuff like that.
Okay.
They'll change the host clubs and host states, and you'll get it in, I think, Perth every 4 or 5 years or something like that.
So you obviously gravitate towards the west side of major bodies, such in this case the state of Florida. What pulled you into USF?
The weather, honestly. As much as the humidity kind of gets me, I'm not used to it. In Perth, it's dry heat. But being able to play golf all year round is kind of a good, because I did 3 years in Oklahoma, and I tell you, that gets cold there. You got to put about 20 layers on to just play in the winter, so
wow.
It's nice to be here.
Now, you mentioned the heat, but at one point during your first summer here, did you go, okay, maybe I wished for too much heat and humidity?
It was a shock to the system, that's for sure. I think I was like, let's go play at 6 a.m. to get out of the heat. And I was probably sweating more than I would in the afternoon. So that was kind of a shock to the system. But you get used to it. I mean, you kind of just got to take the good with the bad. So,
you know, it's amazing. We always talk about it with international athletes here, that you've got to be reasonably comfortable when you come here, knowing that you are by no means alone, right? Speak to that portion of being at USF.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us internationals, it's just such a big jump. And being so far from your families. And so we try and kind of make our team our family, which is kind of nice. You know, you get to choose your family here, which is a bit different back home, obviously. You know, you have your families that come knock on your door every second day and stuff like that. So it's kind of nice. It's like almost like a, not a fresh start, but you kind of just get to make another life out of yourself. Like, I'm sure the people back home think one way of me here, and then the golf people and the athletic people here think of a different way, and it's kind of cool to kind of see the two realities.
Well, if you're talking about a family, Erica kind of has that motherly feel. Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm.
Not Erica Smith, Erica Brennan.
Yeah, Erica Smith has that motherly feel. No, that's so true. I think it's nice to know that she has a daughter and she has that parental guidance there, so she kind of has the experience, and especially with a daughter. You know, a team of women that sometimes need a bit of help as well. She's there to kind of guide us through some of those big moments.
Well, how's it been as far as her guidance getting you through what's gone on? Everyone knows what's happened. It's been no competition for anybody, basically, with the pandemic.
Yeah, she's been really strong. She's been pretty open with us about how, you know, when she finds out something, it's pretty much 2 seconds and we know. So, and if she doesn't know anything, she'll tell us. She'll say, I haven't been told anything. I have nothing to tell you. But no, she finds really good ways to be a coach, be friendly, and have those boundaries. But along, like, she's super vulnerable with us, and we're pretty open as a team.
Wow, that's great to hear. And then last thing, of course, you being from Australia, I have to get confirmation on this. I'm going to show you. I have two pets. The one on the left is the one I'm asking you about. Are cockatoos all over the place in Australia? I mean,
I have a cockatoo?
Yeah, that's him.
That's insane.
That's Sharpie Sharp. But what I'm asking is, if I had him in Perth, would it be like a squirrel?
Yeah,
all
people
over?
Would be like, oh, you just got a bed.
Really?
It wouldn't be anything special, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, I might not have to go to Perth then, because it would ruin my image of Sharpie. But I've got a great image of you. Thank you so much for joining us, Jess.
Perfect. Thank you very much.